Rebecca Grant is the president of IRIS Independent Research, director of the General William Mitchell Institute for Air Power Studies, and here to talk about reversibility. Rebecca, I appreciate you being on this afternoon. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Francis. Glad to be here.
I explained the simplistic notion of reversibility, but talk more about what it means in light of what we're hearing from Pentagon leaders last week about changing strategy and what people have been saying all along about the budget situation at DOD.
Right. Well, as you know, Francis, last week the Pentagon announced a pretty major strategy shift being called the Pivot to Asia Pacific. And tucked away in there is a lot of language about reversibility. Deputy Secretary of Defense Ash Carter really made it a point to say that while with the budget cuts we'll have to stop doing some things and pause in some other things, that they want that to be reversible as much as possible. And that's what's really getting a lot of attention in the press and around Washington. What does reversibility really mean?
One of the things that I've been seeing, and you mentioned it and other folks have mentioned it, is you go back to the 90s and the wind down there after the Cold War, and a lot of programs went away, and it was actually more expensive to reconstitute them, to bring them back, than it would have been to keep them going all along. Financially, though, we're in a different spot now than we were then, and I wonder if we even really have the money to keep programs going, even in a very small way, or if the fiscal situation dictates that we've got to blow some of these things out, even if it would be more expensive to bring them back later.
Well, that's right. The budget is absolutely a huge driver here. It was a big driver 20 years ago after the Cold War, called the peace dividend, and there was a strategy that Colin Powell was very instrumental in, and that was a shift away from planning to fight the Soviet Union. And that strategy had a component called reconstitution that you mentioned. Part of that was mothballing, taking older planes and ships and artillery and keeping those around in case the Soviet Union. No, that didn't happen. And I see reversibility a little bit in the same light. I think there are two pieces. One, the budget piece, and also a policy piece. The administration has made a big change, and partly they're hedging their bets a little and saying, if we got it wrong, we want to be able to reverse some of this. Admiral Sandy Winnefeld, who is the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs, talks about avoiding departmental hubris. A lot of big words there. I think he's saying they don't always know what's coming. They want to be able to change if they can. But, Francis, you're right in that the budget is really where the reversibility skeptics come in. And no one at the Pentagon is saying that we're going to reverse the $489 billion in cuts. But the details are coming probably next month.
It really kind of is where I was going to go next, is what can we really say about any of this definitively, if anything, because you may have noted, as I noted, Secretary Panetta and General Dempsey said 5,000 times if they said once. Well, the details on that will bear out when we see the budget next month. We'll be able to talk more about that when the budget comes out next month. And we just heard that over and over and over again. And so I wonder if it's even possible to get a handle on this until we actually do see those numbers.
Yes, that's right. And they even punted questions like what would be the funding profile for the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. They deferred all that till later. I think reversibility is part of that. They're preparing the way for what are sure to be some deep and painful cuts. I think the part where it's getting some blowback is there's just a lot of skepticism. If you're going to make a cut, let's call it a cut. If you're going to have a new strategy, let's say this is a new strategy. You know, when we talk about something like the C-17 transport aircraft, the work on that will be done largely by 2015, 2016. We're not going to come along 5 years from now and say, we want to reverse that decision. We could use some more of those because that line in Long Beach, California will be gone and shut down. So that's where some of the experts are saying, you know, reversibility isn't really a very firm policy.
I wonder if this might, though, give DOD some coverage when they're trying to deal with Congress. If you go to a particular member and you say, listen, we're going to cut a program that affects your district dramatically, but with the reversibility concept in place, we can make it at least look like it's not going to disappear altogether. It's just going to shrink dramatically in size. At least then that member can go back and say, listen, I fought for you and we managed to keep X percent, 5% of the jobs that are involved with this program. It's better than nothing. It was going to be zero. And I wonder if there's not that element of maybe sales pitch involved too.
There's definitely some sales pitch here. And of course, they are targeting Congress with that. That's where Congress in the end is the one who makes the decisions and allocates the funds. I think what DOD wants out of reversibility there are a couple concrete things. They want to say that they've maintained some industrial base capacity. I think we're all in favor of that. We want to be sure we can build the technologically superior systems and innovate and produce the next set of those. So they want to be able to keep some of that alive, even with the really big budget cuts that are coming. I think the other piece of this doesn't involve a lot of dollars. That is, they want to keep alive the skills from Iraq and Afghanistan in counterinsurgency. Undersecretary for Policy Michelle Flournoy said they don't want to keep the large force that's fought those wars, but they want to keep some of the key skills and novel things. So I think their reversibility is well-intended, but let's not kid ourselves that the big budget cuts, they really aren't going to be reversible. They're going to get rid of whole systems. They'll have to do that to make the budget numbers, and that's really going to reshape the way our military looks.